Ecuador, a country where even the dinner conversation doubles as a field checklist, and the rain on the roof is just the opening act.
Jim Gain has been documenting his 14-day Ecuador birding tour for Reflections of the Natural World. And today, we're covering the trip's official launch and the garden stopover and travel day that followed. Let's start with how the Eagle Eye tour began.
The tour doesn't open with a rare sighting. It opens with dinner. 6 birders from across North America, 1 guide, and a table full of camera gear comparisons. The question is, what kind of group dynamic gets forged on night one?
The post sets the scene at Mercedes' patio dining area, and here's how it reads. Though we hailed from different corners of North America, we were united by a single passion, the pursuit of birds through the lens of a camera.
That unity matters because it sets the tone for 14 days in the field. When everyone at the table speaks the same obsessive language, the trip runs differently.
The group included Jim and Pat from Minnesota, Chris and Darby from Michigan, Alex from British Columbia, and guide Liron Gertzman, also from British Columbia. Canon, Nikon, and OM system bodies all represented. By the time Mercedes served breaded sea tilapia and lentils, the species count had already reached 63, including 45 lifers.
45 lifers before the tour even formally starts. The Amazon hasn't even entered the picture yet.
Exactly. And the post flags that the next entry, Pueblo Garden Surprises before taking off for Coca, is where the journey shifts direction.
Day 2 is a transitional day. The Andes behind them, the Amazon ahead. But the garden at Mercedes' place turns out to be worth the camera time on its own terms.
The post captures that morning mood directly. There was a charged stillness in the air, a sense of anticipation so tangible it felt almost electric, as if the forest itself were holding its breath, waiting for us to begin our descent.
That descent is the whole shape of the day. High Andean Valley to Amazon lowlands in the span of a 30-minute flight.
Before the vans arrived, a western emerald hummingbird appeared in the garden, described as hovering like a tiny shard of green fire. Shiny cowbirds crossed the lawn. Then a target species, the scrub tanager, soft blue-gray with warm buff highlights. The species count climbed to 66, with 48 lifers.
A target bird in a garden while waiting for a ride to the airport. That's a good morning by any measure.
From the airport in Coca, the group transferred to the river dock and boarded the Mama Lucy, a long, narrow vessel operated by the Sani community, heading downstream on the Napo River towards Sani Birding Lodge. No roads reach Sani Isla, so the boat is the only way in.
And that's where the Amazon chapter opens, which is a different kind of birding entirely. From a dinner table in the highlands to a riverboat on the Napo, the geography of this trip keeps shifting underfoot. Next time, the forest gets to answer back.